What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. And we just had, you know, our first round of playoffs, and yes. I'm excited. I mean, not fully excited, obviously. You know, Steelers and Packers.
Yes, both lost.
Was unfortunate, but I mean, definitely some good games and exciting matchups to come, especially with the you know, the bye week teams. Mm-hmm. Some exciting.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, we have a chance for game of the year this week with Ravens Bills. I think that's going to feed families. All the other ones, honestly, Texans Chiefs, I feel like could be good, but the NFC matchups are not wowing me at all. Rams at Eagles, ugh, don't really care about that. Commanders at Lions, don't really care. Honestly, I think the AFC side is looking a lot more fun, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would have to agree. And I mean, definitely, like we said, I don't know, did we really learn much from this week of football? I mean, there's a lot of things that went, I mean, as we'll talk about, as, you know, as expected, at least for the Steelers, that's just one example. But, I mean, yeah, we definitely, you know, Bills, obviously still powerhouse. Actually, I don't know about favorite, because you could say that the Chiefs have an easier schedule to the...
Because
the Ravens could obviously beat them. But, yeah, Bills obviously didn't learn much. Packers, we actually learned they were frauds.
No, I knew they were frauds. I knew they weren't going to win. I would say the biggest surprise for me was how bad the Vikings were.
Yeah, that's got to be unfortunate for Minnesota fans. I know as a Packers fan, you probably...
I preferred them over the Lions, but I definitely...
Really?
The Lions
just always have sucked forever, so I'm surprised you...
Yeah, but they just... They're getting too cocky, you know? So, I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we better, you know, get started talking about some of these games. We were going to do the Aiden's number, like the number 67 thing. Aiden's dad actually, like, recommended us to change it as a suggestion.
And, yeah, the suggestion was actually very good. It would be, like, where I would name a couple players and Vinny has to choose which one is the correct number. But when looking up, I can't tell you, other than Kellen Winslow, I did not know a single player.
Even for age?
Even for age. Could not tell you a single player.
Well, then, I definitely would have known. Maybe we'll start fresh with episode 68.
Yeah, I think 68 I did find a couple players. But I don't know, 67, just mid players.
Definitely not just going to be a long shot. But yeah, I mean, I say we, you know, get into talking about some of these games. Cause definitely, like we said, a lot to talk about.
All right.
All right, guys. Actually, I lied. Before we do that, we better, you know, talk about some injury updates talking about the previous games. And honestly, there's nothing really major or too concerning, unless I'm missing something. Starting off with the quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, we did see, if you watch a Steelers game, he kind of took like a knee to the back.
Mm-hmm.
He went out for like, I don't know, maybe one play.
I'm not even sure if he left for a play.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't even know if he's actually on the injury report, but people just said like he should be fine, or just something to note. I don't think he's limited at practice or anything. And then Jalen Hurts, he left and returned in the game. Versus Packers. However, they're also saying he should be fine as well. Kenny Pickett, did he go in?
I don't think Kenny went in.
I think
in.
He's still like hurt with rib injury.
Yeah, I think so.
Who was their third string?
I don't think anyone else went in though, right?
I remember reading that he went to the blue tent and then
I think he left
unless
on
it was
a
like
third
on a
down.
Drive.
Yeah, I think he left on a third down because I don't remember any other quarterback going in. I do remember the entire Packers squad getting hurt. Or we had Dontavian Wicks at wide receiver one.
Well, yeah. Well, fortunately, I guess we don't have to really talk about them since they're not relevant anymore this year. But yeah, not really much quarterback wise. Running back wise could be a big deal. David Montgomery. is expected with a knee injury to return.
That's crazy.
He's been out. How long has he been out?
Not very long. And people were saying that his season was over when he originally got injured.
I mean, so, yeah, I guess regular season. But, yeah, I mean, that dual threat is...
Yeah, that's is scary.
Unmatched. So that is definitely going to be a big thing versus the Commanders to keep an eye on. And then Pacheco, I wasn't sure on. He was listed on the injury report. He obviously sat out week 18, but like pretty much the entire Chiefs squad sat out week 18.
Yeah.
Which gives them like at least two weeks worth of a break. So they could be a little rusty coming in this week.
I think
that
so.
That is a possibility. And then just a couple other ones to mention. Zay Flowers, there's not really an update. What Harbaugh or their coach said, we'll see. That's what he said. Obviously, didn't happen for the Steelers, but didn't really affect too much. Unfortunately,
I actually also just saw that Deontay just got picked back up by the Ravens.
I was gonna mention that when we talked about the games, but yeah, I honestly did not even know he left the Ravens.
He left the Ravens and then went joined the Texans. Yeah, and then they got rid of him.
He had one catch in this last game, and I guess he's just getting bounced around. I did not know the Ravens dropped him. Yeah, like, does he even want to play for them? I mean, I guess he got a chance to win the Super Bowl, but, like, he'd probably be a little pissed.
I mean, I don't think anyone else wants him, so he should be glad that
That's crazy. He went from Steelers wide receiver one to just waiver wire pickup.
Claypool went from wide receiver, I guess, one. I'm not sure if you count it. But, like, one of my boss actually was telling me this, that Tomlin's ability to maintain players is...
Like, while we have
or, like,
them.
At least wide receivers. A.B. went crazy. Chase Claypool got a little weird. George Pickens, obviously, is crazy. Deontay got, you know, kind of hungry with his power.
I guess they're fine when we have, but he just knows when to get rid.
Yeah, I guess.
Get rid of them. But, yeah, I mean, we'll have to obviously see on that. Obviously, have a big game versus the Bills. And then Tyler Higbee... I saw was sent off with a chest injury, and apparently he actually went to the hospital. Like, it was supposedly much worse than it looked on TV, but they did announce that he was in stable condition. They don't really have an update for the game yet, but yeah, I mean, that's really everything major that's like a change here. So honestly, not many injuries, which I guess, you know, obviously a good thing.
I think that's a good thing.
Especially just being the end of the season.
Yeah.
So everyone needs to be in their final form for these games coming up.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, I mean, speaking of the games, we can now finally do a little recap.
All right.
All right, so we can get started with Guess the Player. And,
okay.
We'll see. Obviously, you know, we're on in fantasy season, so I don't know how accurate Aiden will be.
I have a feeling. I think did I even get one last week?
I did make it a little difficult last week, but...
There's a chance I didn't get a single one last week.
All right. For some of these, it may be better for you to not look at the scores.
Okay.
Just because a lot of these are touchdown related.
I won't look at scores.
We'll start out with, let's see here. We'll do a running back here. We have 26 carries for 186 and 2 touchdowns and no receiving.
Yeah, that's got to be Derrick Henry. I know he had that many yards.
You would be correct.
Yeah.
That is Derrick Henry.
He pummeled the Steelers just.
Yeah, and I mean we saw it coming. Obviously the Ravens run offense, I mean, I guess got to be the number one at this point.
Yeah, and when looking at rushing yards in this game, Steelers, 29 rushing yards to 299 rushing yards of the Ravens. I mean, there was that one drive where the Ravens straight up ran it 16 times. Do you remember that?
Yeah, 16 times and then easily punch it in for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was frustrating to watch, but like every Steelers fan obviously knew it coming. I mean,
yeah.
Ravens covered the spread big time. And it was, 21-0 in the first half, and then showed, like, didn't really have a chance, but, like, showed a little bit of light. I guess it was tech.
Did they bring it back?
I don't think it was ever a one-score game.
Yeah, I don't think it was either, but they showed life at one point.
Yeah, like, they were, Russ made, like, two good, like, pretty long touchdown throws.
Yeah, but when you're down 21-0 at halftime, it's kind of hard, especially with no run game whatsoever.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, obviously it leaves a lot of questions for the offseason. What is the future of the team? You know, obviously a lot of people think we just need a rebuild for a few years. Tomlin, obviously, I don't think he's going anywhere realistically.
Yeah.
Like, they definitely wouldn't just, like, drop him, fire him. And, like, probably I would, not. I mean, he definitely has, like, a really high trade value.
I think he could be traded.
Like, pretty much any team. I mean, most teams would want him, I feel like.
I think so. I'm sure, like, maybe the Jets might trade, like, a wide receiver for him.
Devontae?
I don't think Devontae is on them. I think Devontae might be a free agent, actually. Right? After this season. I think he only had 1 year left on his deal.
Oh. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess definitely a team with a lot of picks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Russell Wilson, obviously, do we think he's getting re-signed?
I don't know. Steelers are currently favorited for Rodgers, by the way.
I don't even know if I will. I mean, I guess it'd be interesting, but, like, I really don't know if I'd really want him at this point.
Yeah.
He's definitely just past his prime. I think he definitely have a lot to complain about. Oh, mainly the offensive line. I think then we got to iron some stuff out in the draft. But yeah, if we got to get some picks, I mean,
yeah, it's possible. I think they got to just get rid of pretty much everybody and start fresh. That's the only way.
Yeah. And then, I mean, Ravens, there's really not much else to add. Like,
yeah.
Just a great team. I mean, Ravens were home. Obviously, that's going to help. I guess they're playing at the Bills,
correct? I think so.
So that, I mean, Bills have a pretty good home advantage. I haven't even checked the weather for that game, but
yeah,
with the weather we've been having here,
yeah, it's the weather here is ridiculous. I wish I could be anywhere else, but here it's terrible.
Yeah, not a lot to look forward to here in Pittsburgh. Penguins also always blowing leads.
Pitt right now is just like the city of Pittsburgh. Steelers suck.
Very, very.
Pirates suck. Penguins suck. Pitt football sucks. Pitt basketball isn't terrible. Pitt volleyball is good.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to say that 10-8. We suck at 10-8, but everyone who's a fan just knows it. Yeah, like, if you looked at the paper, you'd be like, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should probably move on. Don't wanna keep beating the dead horse. But we got a pretty interesting stat line here.
Okay.
We have a quarterback, 25 for 40, only one touchdown, one interception, 19 rushing yards. But probably the key factor was 9 sacks, sacked 9 times.
Oh yeah, that was Sam Darnold.
Yep, that is correct.
Okay, I think that was a record actually in the playoffs. 9 sacks, I believe I saw.
I would believe that.
Yeah. That is crazy. Sacked 9 times.
Yeah, I mean, the Rams really just put on a clinic here. I mean, this was supposed to be the closest game of them all. I believe the Rams were favored at actually -1.
I think it was Vikings -1.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, Sam Darnold did not look great. He pretty much looked, like, not amazing, but managed to get them to what? I mean,
they were 14-3.
Yeah, obviously lost that last game to the Lions pretty bad. But he looked fine up until then. I mean, they thought, you know, like, could they? Because obviously they have McCarthy. They didn't know, like, oh, are we going to start him for next season and give him a chance or just keep riding the momentum? But
I think they're going to have
After this performance last week, probably not very happy. I mean, he was bad under pressure, but I don't know, like, there's still probably a strong market for him, I would say.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Like, he proved his potential that he's not just, like, you know, fully out of it yet.
I fully agree. And the Rams just looked, it wasn't even really their offense. Like, their offense was good, obviously, but that defense, just without even Aaron Donald, no Bobby Wagner, just a couple of young dudes balling. That's all they got. And it was very impressive. So Rams might be the real deal. We'll see, because they are versing the Commanders. Oh, so, or wait, no, they're versing the Eagles.
That would be one that I'd actually love the Rams to win.
Yeah, I mean, I will be, for the NFC, I'll cheer for the Rams. I know Quinn's a Rams fan.
That seems as very Rams. Was he a St. Louis Rams fan, or was he?
No, I think he started liking them. Were they LA during their Super Bowl with the?
Yeah.
Then yeah, I think.
So he just hopped on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Rams, like, I guess 11-7, but they didn't really stand out, at least in the beginning of the season. Like,
oh, they were 1-6, I think.
I mean, they obviously had those, they had, you know, their best both receivers injured for a while.
Or they were 1-5 to start the season.
But they turned it around. Yeah. Vay knows, he knows what he's talking about.
They actually versed the Eagles earlier in the season and lost 37-20. Saquon had 255 yards and two touchdowns in that game.
That's definitely what they're game planning for then. Looks like they had Puka, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. The Eagles are just very good, but...
Yeah, unfortunately.
All right, we'll move on to the third one here. We have another QB performance. We have 20 for 33, 212 yards, as well as 3 interceptions.
Yeah, that's Jordan Love.
Yes, it is. I knew you'd get. Yeah. You're probably actually gonna get all of these, but yeah, I mean, this. I know. I actually did not watch this game with Aiden. I did tune in at the end, but I just know he was not very happy.
I actually this was one of my better games.
I heard that.
Out of all of the Packers losses all time, I think this is one of my better ones. Because, I mean, it started off with some garbage. The first play of the game, we recovered the kick or the fumble. They give it to the Eagles. So just right off the bat, just some garbage. And then the offense just couldn't do anything. Jordan Love did throw 2 pretty bad picks. The third one should have been pass interference, whatever. And then our biggest thing was just, I don't even know. Like, our defense played good. They got a free 7 points off rip. And then that interception at the end, I mean, like, I think the calls were pretty bad, but we didn't deserve to win the game with how bad our offense was, so.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Kind of the same, same story, but I mean, Packers got a lot to be proud of this year.
Yeah, still second youngest team. Jordan Love was kind of injured.
Who's the first youngest?
We're the second youngest team ever.
Oh, so like they're the youngest right now as well.
Yeah, and the first youngest team ever was us last year. Oh, so
that's like me in FIFA career mode. Yeah. I always just try to sign the youngsters.
Yeah, so I think as long as we can get, and also every single one of our players got hurt in this game, so I think if we can really, there's talks of maybe getting Devontae, maybe Max Crosby, which would be huge. Oh. But
the Raiders,
overall, I think I'm liking the future of this team, and the Eagles are very good. So,
I mean, speaking of the Raiders, though, they do have the largest amount of cap space with $92 million available.
Oh, shoot.
So, you know, I'm expecting some big moves this offseason.
But who wants to go to the Raiders?
It's a thriving city. I mean, think about it. There's a lot of factors that go into that.
Maybe.
They're rebuilding. But, all right, let's talk about the last stat line here. We got 9 catches for 197 and a touchdown. I mean, we're obviously running out of games. You may be able to pinpoint
this game. Good lord, 197. I know I just saw a stat about the only 2 players to go over 150. It was One of them I know is Nico Collins. And the other one was... I just need to, like, see the teams.
What do you mean? Like, in the...
Oh, so my prediction is it's going to be... Oh, but... Okay, no. I know the only two players that did it were Ladd McConkey and Nico Collins.
Over 150?
Yeah, I think so. Receiving. Maybe that's wrong.
So, I mean, I'm not going to say anything.
I think it's going to be one of those two, but who... I'm going to go with Ladd McConkey.
That is correct.
Nice.
It looks like Nico Collins had 122.
Oh.
So I don't know where you pulled that stat from.
Maybe it was only two players with over 100? Maybe it was honestly over 100, because I'm not seeing anyone with over 100.
Yeah, there wasn't...
Yeah, I think it was
mainly running performances.
I think they were the only two with... Over 100, yeah. Okay, so that's... Maybe that was the stat I read.
Yeah, but... I mean, the Texans pretty just effortlessly came in here and did, I mean...
Yeah.
Much better than I thought. I mean, a lot of... I think both of us actually... Did we both say Chargers?
We both said Chargers. And wow. The Chargers started off so hot. 6-0. They were looking pretty good. That it was looking like they were gonna... You know, get it done, and then out of nowhere, Texans just start steamrolling them. And that obviously had to do with Herbert's 4 interceptions.
Yeah, I didn't see like if all of them were his fault. One of them, I think, they also had a pick 6 as well. I think one of them was a tipped ball at least.
Yeah, the one went right through the receiver's hands. But yeah, Texans might be good. I don't know, their defense I think definitely carried in this, but
yeah, I mean they're slowed down a lot in the middle of the season. I mean, they obviously had Nico Collins out, and they don't even have Stephon Diggs.
Yeah,
and they don't even have Tank Dell either, so
they got Robert Woods playing.
I did not know he's still even playing.
I didn't either. So
I mean, they got Damian Pierce down there, Agumba Wale.
Yeah.
They're making do with what they have. You gotta respect it.
Yeah, I do respect it. And I think them playing the Chiefs is very favorable for the Chiefs. I mean, other than the Ravens and Bills, I think Ravens or Bills were going to steamroll the Chiefs. But I think Texans do give the Chiefs the better chance to win. But overall...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can... With how little teams are left, I mean, I can easily see it being just Chiefs win, Bills make to the Super Bowl, Lions. Honestly, as long as it's not a Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl, I really actually don't really care.
If it's a Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl, I'll be tempted to not watch it.
Especially if there's any Eagles fans nearby.
It will be the Super Bowl's the week after Vinny and our other roommate turn 21, so... Maybe if it's a Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl, we can go to a bar and
not watch the game.
Yeah.
I know. I guess we shouldn't really be hating on the Chiefs because your dad.
Yeah.
Your dad
thinks. Listen, if it's a Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl,
Chiefs fans want to see that?
Get my Chiefs merch and, you know, cheer as much as I can for the Chiefs. As long as the Eagles do.
And
that's
just because of the obnoxious Philly fans in the city.
Yeah, it fully is. But I'll cheer for the Chiefs if it means the Eagles lose. So, yeah. And, like, right now I think the only team I really want to win would probably be the Bills.
I mean, the Texans, realistically...
Yeah, I don't hate
realistically,
the Texans.
The Texans and Commanders aren't really... I don't know. I just don't see it happening. But, like, I'd much rather... Rams... I guess
yeah,
Rams
I wouldn't
won
mind
recently,
Rams.
But just like an underdog like that,
yeah,
know, it makes you feel good.
I agree. So, all right.
Mean, yeah, that was all the guess of players that I had. I mean, I guess we didn't talk about the Bills, but I mean,
they
self-explanatory. Yeah, rookie quarterback, couldn't do much.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Jayden Daniels, though, he could do much as a rookie. I mean, I think... I had Bucks winning, I believe, but...
I think we both had Bucks winning, yeah. The only game we disagreed on was Packers-Eagles, because you said Packers for some reason.
Wait, There's no way I actually said
that. Yeah, you said Packers.
Did you change that?
I swear to God I didn't.
That's crazy.
And yeah, the Commanders end up winning with Dayami Brown as their number one receiver. And Jaden Daniels played very good. He did everything he needed to. And then the Buccaneers, I feel bad. Baker played really good. 15 of 18, 185, two touchdowns. Just couldn't get it done when they needed to.
Yeah, but, I mean, obviously, you know, exciting matchups to come this week.
Yes.
Aiden, I believe Aiden has another segment coming up. Yes. I actually don't know what it is.
I love when you don't know what my segments are so I can surprise you. So let's get into that right now. All right, so we got today, we have a little trivia. So make sure to not look at my computer. This is going to be guess the year from the top five I give you. So top what I'm going to do is, for example, if I were to give you the top five, like, rushing leaders from this year, I would be like Saquon, Derrick Henry.
That could be interesting.
And then you have to guess the year. If you get within 1 year, give or take, or like plus or minus, I'll give you the point. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of these.
Okay.
All you got to do is guess the year. If you can get, we'll say, 4 points, I will say you pass.
Oh, all right.
Okay, starting off, these are the passing yard leaders from this, from like the year. Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, Geno Smith, and Sam Darnold. Guess year.
Who was first?
Joe Burrow.
Who was second?
Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, Geno Smith,
honestly,
Sam Darnold.
I mean, it's obviously got to be pretty recent. I mean, it honestly sounds a lot like this year, if I'm being honest. I, however, I think it's smarter for me to say 2023 because then I have a year to go each way. I'm going to say 2023.
I guess I'll give it to you. It was this year.
Okay, yeah. I kind of figured. I'm surprised Joe Burrow had...
I mean, he was balling. Joe Burrow was...
I guess they just had a slow start, so I kind of biased that.
All right. Next up. So you got 1 point. This is the year's receiving leaders.
Ooh.
Antonio Brown.
Oh.
Demaryius Thomas. Julio Jones.
Wow.
Jordy Nelson. And Emmanuel Sanders are the top five.
Okay.
Which is very interesting. I mean, this is like...
Yeah, this is...
This is peak getting, like, the years that we were getting into football.
Yeah. I mean, Demaryius Thomas, was he on the Broncos?
He was this year, yeah. I believe.
And then, who's the other person you said on the Broncos? Was he?
Emmanuel Sanders, but I think he was on the Bills this year.
Okay, that may throw me off a little bit. I mean, Antonio Brown, obviously in his prime. Julio Jones, what team was, I mean, I guess he was on the...
Let me look this up to see what team. This would have, no, he actually would have been on the Broncos. So the Broncos had two players.
This must have been a big Russell Wilson. Oh no, Russell Wilson went back then.
Right.
Who was their quarterback back then? Oh, Peyton Manning. Okay. I wonder if this was their Super Bowl year.
Let me make sure that Demaryius. Yeah,
this could have been their Super Bowl year. I don't actually know what year they won the Super Bowl. Honestly, I'm gonna say 2015. It kind of sounds around there.
It was 2014, so I'll give it to you. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's 2 points. That's two
points.
Yeah,
that's. I'm impressed. I'm impressed. All right, this was this year's rushing leaders: Ezekiel Elliott, Saquon, Todd Gurley, Joe Mixon, and Chris Carson.
Okay. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott, obviously, you know, was much better back then on the Cowboys. Chris Carson, I totally forgot about, but he was Seahawks.
Yeah, he was before, he was the guy before, what's his name? Yeah. I guess Rashad Penny would have been after him, and then...
Yeah, Kenneth Walker's way is new. Wait, who was the other ones?
Zeke, Saquon, Todd Gurley, Joe Mixon, and Chris Carson.
I mean, so obviously Saquon, okay, that's a key. When was he drafted? Like 2018?
Looking back at like Zeke's numbers.
He was goated.
Bro was a beast.
Honestly, I don't know. I'm trying to think what year Saquon would have been drafted.
Zeke led the league, I think, his first four.
What if this was when he would have been like the first overall pick in fantasy? Because I remember playing fantasy when that happened. I'm gonna go with, and then I guess Todd Gurley, was he? Would this have been his?
He would have been on Falcon? The Rams.
Oh, he would have been on the Rams.
I guess that's giving away a lot, but
is it though? Was he on the Falcons before that?
No, he was on the Rams, then Falcons.
Oh, okay. Honestly, this sounds like longer ago than it was. I'm going to say 2019.
It was 2018, so I'll give it to
like
you.
20, once again. Are you talking the 2018-19 season or 2017-2018 season?
It was just the 2018 season. I'm not sure what that means.
I think that means 18-19. I don't know. Either way, that's another point in the bag.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at pinning these down.
You're doing pretty good. I'll give it to you. Next up is the passing leaders for this year. Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford, Eli Manning, and Aaron Rodgers. So just
wow.
Just a classic.
This is OG for sure. I don't know when Matthew Stafford was drafted. I want to say like how long has he been in the league? Maybe like 2009.
Let me.
I think he was drafted in 2009 for some reason.
If you know that, that would be. Yeah, he was. That's okay. You don't know like the most obvious stuff, but you know when Matthew Stafford.
I got some sneaky bono.
That's crazy.
So he probably took a little bit to develop.
Stafford. I'll let you know. Stafford had 5,000 yards this season, and he was third.
Okay, so Drew.
That
so
shows no how
was Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. How many yards did he have this?
I mean,
he would have had to have. Oh my god, he probably had so many.
See now, my initial.
He had 5,500 yards this season.
Okay, well, because my thought process god. Is, I remember back in the day, I used to play Madden 09, and Drew Brees was the cover athlete. But, I mean, 09 would have been made in 08 when he was, and then obviously Matthew Stafford wasn't playing then. So I assume this was after that when he was still doing good. Honestly, I mean, I know it's going to be between 2009 and probably like 2014. I'm going to say 2012.
It was 2011, so you get it again.
Okay.
Yes, this was Aaron Rodgers' MVP year, which I feel like for me would have been a little bit of a giveaway because he's never on top five passing leaders. And so
true.
That, and then yeah, Eli Manning sneaks in there somehow. Okay. Next up, rushing leaders from this year. Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Saquon Barkley, and then Miles Sanders sneaks into the fifth spot.
This is an interesting list. I mean, I forgot Josh Jacobs was low key good back in the day.
Oh yeah, I think this was Josh Jacobs actually probably other than this year.
So it's got to be in the last Josh 6 Jacobs, years.
I mean, yeah, this I would say this year was his. Best touchdown wise, but
I know because like I know he was joined the Packers this year. I think that was like his sixth year of the contract or fifth year or something like that.
He was really good. I mean, this the year that I have where he led the league. He was He was really good.
I think it was like in the middle of his era there at the Raiders, and then Miles Sanders probably a good Eagles year. I'm gonna go with 2021.
It was 2022.
Okay,
so you're really banking off of these. Yeah, you're banking off of these off by 1 year. So, but I'll give it to you. So that already means you've already smashed my thing out of the water. So next up,
2019.
Come on,
good cat. All right, wait, what is it? And I'll tell you what I would have guessed.
Here, how about you have to try and guess one of the top fives, 2019 receiving leaders. You just got to guess one of the top five. This was a certain someone's big year.
I mean, 2019. I wonder what era this is. Michael Thomas, is he in there?
Yeah, he's the number one. That was his biggest year with 1,700 yards.
Is Mike Evans in there?
No, but a different Buccaneers receiver is.
Godwin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Surprising.
All right.
Then one of the best receivers all time was also on this. For like our
Antonio era. Brown?
No. A very good jump ball guy.
AJ Green?
He was always just racking up yards but wouldn't get a lot of touchdowns.
AJ Green?
No.
I don't know.
Julio Jones.
Oh, right.
And then Travis Kelce was on this, which is very surprising. And then Devontae Parker was
the
last one.
I would not got that.
Okay, last one. I'm not going to give away the year this time. This is, if you can get this one right on, I will be shocked because this one's very hard. This was rushing leaders. Adrian Peterson, Doug Martin, Todd Gurley, Darren McFadden, and Chris Ivory. I had never heard of Chris Ivory before this.
That sounds familiar. Was he a Seahawk?
He was. No, not a
Was
Seahawk.
He a Colt?
No, not a Colt.
What was he on?
The year this happened, he was a Jet.
Okay. Wait, well, so it was Adrian Peterson, then who? Doug Martin. Okay, he was on the Seahawks, I think.
I think he might have been, but I think he was a Buccaneer during, and he was on the Raiders, actually.
Oh, man.
No, he was a Buccaneer his entire career, and then he retired with the Oakland Raiders. He actually had two really... It's weird. Oh, I guess he was pretty injury-prone. But he had two, like, goated years, and then the rest were all just kind of
mid. I mean, Adrian Peterson era, obviously a while ago.
It you got to think, Todd Gurley's on this, too. So
Todd Gurley, I don't know when he was drafted, though, but he's pretty old.
And Darren McFadden was on the Cowboys.
I don't know him. I'm tempted. I'm not really sure. My guess would be 2013.
Is that your final guess?
Yes.
It is going to be 2015.
Oh, I guess, I mean, that's still a while ago.
Yeah.
I was just thinking Adrian Peterson's reached Unk status.
Oh, he has. And Adrian
Peterson, 2015 sounds about right for Todd Gurley.
Looking at Adrian Peterson's stats, I mean, he had so many, 2,097 in 2012. I mean, the start of his career, 1,317, almost 14, 13, 1,000 with he was hurt, 2,000. I mean, he was good.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that was a fun little segment there.
Yeah. I
definitely did better than I thought.
You did a lot better. You definitely got helped by the one-off, but we'll still give it to you. So that's all we got for that. So now let's hop into our predictions for this divisional round. right, to round off this episode, we will get into our predictions for this divisional round, as I said. And starting off, Texans at Chiefs. And I'll wait to look at the spread till after, but I think this could go either way. Chiefs have had a long time off. I'm still going to go with the Chiefs.
The Texans, I mean, I don't know, I would say they're like a sleeper, but they can sometimes just play like really good.
Yeah.
And with how they played last week, pretty convincing. I don't know what the spread is either, but
it's looking like Chiefs are 8-point favorites. Wow.
I mean, that, I guess they're home, but oh, that seems like a lot.
-500 on the money line?
Honestly, I don't think the +8's very, very bad of an option, if you ask me.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I also the Chiefs are just, obviously, they're just experienced. They have a more experienced QB, a little too experienced in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I realistically, it would be fun, but I do think that it'll be the Chiefs that pull it away.
Agreed. Next up, Commanders at Lions. I think Lions are probably going to be, I would argue, like 13-point favorites in this.
I would say 9.
Let's see.
I would say 9.
Lions are -532 money line.
That's probably around -8 to -9 then.
Yeah, let's see.
If it's the same as the Chiefs.
9.5.
I'm pretty good at it. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to really say the Commanders are going to win with that kind of spread.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it would be nice to see a rookie QB win, but, you know, Jared Goff, he's a good guy.
Yeah, I don't hate him.
And they, you know, I like Gibbs. I think that'd be nice to see him.
Yeah, I like Gibbs.
See him move into the Super Bowl. All
right, next up, Rams at Eagles. I once again think it's going to just
Not sure what the spread is on this one either. I mean, but it's hard to really go against. These are actually some of the biggest spreads.
Yeah. Let's see.
I always have to scroll pretty far to find
the spread. 6-point favorites.
So I guess it's the closest.
For a playoff game, though, that's pretty hefty.
I mean, besides,
I also heard it's going to be snowy and extremely cold. So like,
and the Eagles fans are going to be annoying in there.
The under might be the move.
Be hittable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, it's going to be another Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We just gotta get
it is. It really is going to be. But it's unfortunate. 43.5 for the over-under.
I could see under.
That's only 21.
Because the Eagles have some low-scoring games randomly.
Yeah, true.
But, I mean, next up, the one we're really excited for, the Ravens at Bills. This one could make up for all the other ones being not that close.
I'm going to go with the Bills, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Ravens win.
The Bills being home is big. If either of these teams were home, that's a big boost for them.
Yeah, and this is the battle of the MVPs.
Honestly, yeah, whoever wins this could be, I don't know what the current MVP
is. I don't know if they are allowed to change it based on playoffs.
Well, if they're not, then they should already have it selected by now then. I mean, if you just look at the stats here,
like Lamar,
Lamar has 4,172 yards, 41 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Whereas Allen only has 3,731, only 28 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. So going off of that, and then I don't even know if that's counting Lamar's rushing. So Lamar could just be an MVP merchant.
I think
he's kind of like Jokic in a way.
Yeah,
he just kind of gets all the stats.
Like I think Josh Allen is more valuable to his team, which is what the MVP is. I think. Comparing the
two, just got a Lamar clone.
Yeah, like I think overall, Lamar
is, has much better stats in pretty much everything.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, like, in
almost double the rushing
in everything, he's he's better. I mean, Josh Allen, only 28 passing touchdowns?
That seems low. That seems low.
And he has, I mean, he has 12 rushing touchdowns, but, dude, it's tough. It's tough. I don't know who's MVP. I still think it's Josh, but...
Yeah, I mean, I do want to be Josh, but I feel like it's honestly, this kind of actually sounds more much like the Ballon d'Or in a way.
Okay. Because
it's kind of a similar thing where Vinny was obviously better in like every category, but then they kind of just gone by what they felt like.
Yeah,
and you can't really let emotions get in the way of this kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I bet.
So I think it will be Lamar, especially if he wins this week. Yeah, but I will also be saying Bills.
Okay. So that's all we got for this week's episode. We hope you guys enjoyed. It's definitely, you know,
it's coming down to it.
It's going to be exciting. It really is. And we got the Pro Bowl coming up, which is exciting.
Yeah, probably got to talk. I mean, when do they select, like, make all the selections for that?
I think they've already been selected.
Well, we probably got to talk about that in a little segment.
Yeah,
maybe
we probably
next week
should. We'll
throw it in.
Yeah. But, all right, so that's all we got for this week. Make sure to, you know, follow us everywhere where this podcast is posted. And, you know, share with your friends. Get more people listening to the Play Action Pod.
Yeah, we got big games coming up.
Yeah.
Maybe just throw in a Super Bowl special.
Yeah, the Super Bowl special.
The Super Bowl.
Always a classic. But, yeah, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.